Hello and welcome to the Monday, February 4th, 2013 edition of the Sands and Storm Tennis Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Well, Oracle surprised us on Friday with an update to Java. Java 7 Update 13 is supposed to fix the recently discovered flaws again and a number of other flaws along with it. Now, with Java 7, we also got an update for Java 6. It's Update 39. However, Java 7 states as part of its update procedure that it may remove Java 6. So, if you do rely on Java 6, after updating Java 7, you may want to have to check whether or not you have to reinstall Java 6. I haven't had a chance yet to go through all the combinations, so it may work okay if you first update Java 6, then Java 7 recognizes that you have a patched version of Java 6 and leaves it alone. But like I said, I haven't tested it yet. If anybody ran through that and can provide some details, let me know. The risk matrix for this update lists a total of 50 bugs that got patched. I counted 26 with a CVSS base score of 10, where 10, of course, is the highest possible score and means arbitrary code execution is possible outside of the Java sandbox. So definitely apply this patch as soon as possible. Now, if your Twitter password no longer works, then your account may have been compromised in last week's breach of Twitter that affected 250,000 users. Twitter reset the accounts of affected users and sent an email, but of course you may have discarded the email as a phishing attempt. The attack used a weakness in Twitter's systems, like via a malicious application, finding a bug in Twitter's API, but so far there has been no official announcement as to the details. If you're asked to reset your password, again, don't click on the link, go direct to Twitter, and then follow the instructions on Twitter's website. You should also double check which applications have access to your Twitter account. It is quite common for attackers that do compromise Twitter accounts to add their own malicious applications to the Twitter account to later be able to send tweets even after they lose access to the account itself. Now, some popular news reports did link this to the Java vulnerability, but the two are really not at all related, so nothing to do with Java being updated or not being updated. And Juniper announced that its product update from January 17th included a fix for an important TCP vulnerability. The vulnerability could be used to crash and reboot a Juniper router. At this point, there is no real detail about the nature of the exploit. With the show notes, I'll post a link to the knowledge base article with Juniper, but you need a Juniper account to actually have access to the full article. The packet has to be sent to an open port on the router, so by just firewalling things and limiting access to open ports, limiting the ports that are open, you probably can mitigate at least a part of the impact. And it looks like Google Mail users were attacked using a WordPress flaw. This was possible because Yahoo uses WordPress on its developer blog. So developer.yahoo.com was vulnerable. And the link that was sent to Yahoo Mail users then injected JavaScript via developer.yahoo.com and stole the mail.yahoo.com session cookies because they both use the same domain. The attacker then use the session cookies to control the victim's email accounts, and some of you may have seen sort of an increase in spam from valid Yahoo accounts. Now, there's always some spam from Yahoo accounts. It's usually due to compromised Yahoo passwords, but in this case, it was compromised using this cross-site scripting flaw. The attacker here only had access to your session cookie, not to your password. But aside from sending spam, an attacker, for example, could have added a forward address or something like this. We have seen this done in the past. So make sure that you double check all your settings. And talking about cross-site scripting, I mentioned that GIAC was susceptible to a cross-site scripting vulnerability last week. We now have a few more details to share, and I expect Russ to post them later in a diary. The root of the problem was that GIAC included snippets from pages with its search results. And then, of course, GIAC is somewhat special in that way that a lot of the papers, gold papers, for example, that are posted GIAC site include exploits like simple cross-site scripting exploits, and those exploits were echoed back. Now, the search results were somewhat sanitized, but then they weren't sanitized sufficiently to eliminate all the malicious string. This is also a little bit hard here because some of the HTML is retained to make the snippets more readable. So the new improved algorithm now is more careful in removing malicious HTML. Well, that's it for today. Thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.